Chinese Premier Li Keqiang says policies in promoting economic stability and recovery must be well implemented. He made the remarks when presiding over an executive meeting of the State Council. Inspection shows that local governments have channeled 2 trillion yuan, or over 300 billion U.S. dollars, to the primary level in cities and counties since the beginning of the year to help businesses and individuals directly. Officials say policies, including tax and fee cuts, have been effective in supporting market entities, boosting confidence and stabilizing the economy. The meetings decided to further energize the market and unleash the potential of domestic demand. The country will deepen reform at the Shanghai Pilot Free Trade Zone and pilot an administrative reform on market entry in the Pudong New area of the city. The number of licenses needed to establish a business in the area will be reduced. The Chinese central government says the decision by the top legislature to disqualify 4 Hong Kong Legislative Council members is reasonable and justifiable by law. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin made the remarks in response to a query on the decision of the National People's Congress Standing Committee on the qualification of members of the Legislative Council of Hong Kong. The Hong Kong Special Administrative Region government announced the disqualifications following the decision adopted by the top legislature. Wang says the move is necessary in safeguarding the rule of law in Hong Kong and the constitutional order of the region.
The decision of the NPC Standing Committee is targeted at LACO members who do not meet the statutory requirements for upholding the basic law of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region and for being loyal to the region. Violators must bear legal responsibility. This is the basic norm of any rule of law society.
The liaison office of the Chinese central government in Hong Kong says the NPC decision is a just move to safeguard Hong Kong's overall and long-term interests and has won the support of the mainstream public opinion in Hong Kong society. Chinese consumers have spent big during the Singles' Day shopping festival, showing the country's strong economic recovery from COVID-19. Shoppers spent nearly 500 billion yuan, or about 75 billion U.S. dollars, on Taobao and Tmall, the e-commerce platforms operated by Alibaba, from November 1st to 12 a.m. this morning. The platform has seen participation from over 800 million shippers and 5 million merchants during this year's shopping spree. E-commerce firm JD.com has also scored big, with sales surpassing 270 billion yuan over the same period. Alibaba started the shopping festival in 2009. It's been the world's largest online shopping festival since then. Official data shows that auto sales in China reached 2.6 million in October, up 13% year-on-year. The rise marked the 6th consecutive month of double-digit year-on-year growth. The United States is experiencing an unprecedented surge in people hospitalized with COVID-19, a situation that's seeing hospitals overwhelmed. The rise in hospitalizations comes as the U.S. has surpassed 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases since the start of this month. The COVID Tracking Project data shows that as of Tuesday, over 61,000 people with COVID-19 were being treated in hospitals across the country. Data shows that 17 states are at their peak for hospitalizations as of Tuesday. States with hospitals on the brink of being overwhelmed include Texas, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. In the U.S., Georgia will conduct a statewide hand recount of presidential election ballots. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says his office wants the process to begin by the end of the week. He adds that the state will complete the recount in time to meet its November 20th deadline for certifying statewide election results. Democrat Joe Biden holds a lead of over 14,000 votes over incumbent President Donald Trump out of nearly 5 million votes cast in Georgia. The Austrian government's agreed on a series of new anti-terrorism measures. This follows the deadly attack by an extremist in Vienna last week in which 4 people were killed. The proposals include imprisoning individuals convicted of terror offenses for life and criminalizing religiously motivated political extremism. Those convicted of terror-related offenses may also have their Austrian citizenship stripped.